New York has made significant progress in storm recovery efforts. Democratic Ulster County Executive Mike Hine says they're ready if and when there's a next storm on the horizon.
There's no question there's been massive improvements in how we do disaster recovery and how we do emergency preparedness. In Ulster County, there's an emergency operations center that gets launched as soon as even the slightest hint that there could be an issue like Hurricane Irene or Tropical Storm Lee or even Superstorm Sandy. So, again, if something like that happened, it is a coordinated effort with every aspect of emergency services and things that you might not think of as well, like Department of Social Services, to ensure we care for people who are displaced and we can get access to services to people immediately. So we're very excited about what that is, and we've seen it come to life during Superstorm Sandy.
Republican New York State Assemblyman Pete Lopez says many of his constituents are still reeling from the 1-2 punch of Irene and Lee, along with others in his district impacted by Sandy.
We had some people who were hit by Sandy. The storm surge seemed to hit the mid-Hudson, lower-Hudson regions more profoundly. So Ravina did have some damage, some of the building structures, marinas, et cetera, immediately along the river saw storm surges. Most of the community was spared in that neck of the woods, but the storm piece still is on the hearts and minds of many. And even if you're not personally affected, individuals, neighbors are concerned about what's next.
And that what's next is always the hardest to anticipate before any storm hits. The recent cyclone that devastated the Philippines caught the island nation off guard, similar to the trio of storms that hit New York, in that while officials knew bad weather was coming, they had no idea of the scope and severity, leading some, including New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, to take a second look at climate change. Gemma Narisma, Manila Observatory Associate Director for Research, told ABS-CBN News that climatologists are cautious about attributing any one extreme event to climate change.
We've had Katrina, we've had Sandy, and so on. And then the way scientists describe it right now really is that it increases the probability of these extreme tropical cyclones.
Back in New York, Mike Hine says discussions are underway regarding aid to the Philippines.
There are some preliminary conversations going on, much like when there was the earthquake in Haiti. And so the efforts are really being coordinated more on a national level through aid organizations, but again, identifying the best ways for people in our communities to be able to participate in humanitarian efforts is really what we're talking about.
Many downstate New Yorkers in Sandy-stricken areas know how it feels to be without. Long Beach community activist James Hodge believes the storm delivered a message about New York's haves and have-nots.
You know, when Sandy hit, a lot of people that had found themselves on the same line with someone that they probably passed by every day. Maybe drop 50 cents in their cup.
Sandy victims continue to wait for grants to come through so they can begin to rebuild. They face a chronic affordable housing shortage. Displaced families are still living in rented apartments, hotels, motels, or staying with friends or family. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.